So if we're going to look for a systematic theology from the pen of the greatest systematic theologian that ever lived, I think we would open our Bibles to the New Testament book of Romans. Because if there is ever an epistle in which the Apostle Paul endeavored to set forth the whole counsel of God in succinct and terse categories, it is in this monumental work that most scholars would agree was the Apostle Paul's magnum opus.
Romans 1, 16 through 32, Kirk Kennedy, reporting for duty. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power to save, the power that's from the grave, from the judgment that we will merit, inherit it as a slave. To the Jew first, the Greek, from righteousness, faith to faith. The righteousness that was God is revealed, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith, the unrighteous by fiction. Listen, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men as his weapon. Why? Because of the truth that we're suppressing. Men be on their high horses. You think we all love equestrian, so wrath he's invested in. Cause sin led like Zeppelin. But what can be known about God was shown to the brethren, where in verse 20 his attributes, though invisible, eternal power and divine nature, he said a visual. Clearly, since the creation of this ecosystem, the world's been evil, so excuses they can keep with them. 21, they knew God, but didn't honor him. Futile in their thinking, so foolish, their hearts were darkening. Claiming they wise, though, they became foolish. So soon, we'll see this sex change. But for now, they exchange the glory of the immortal for images that immortal. Think men and birds like men in black forgot what they learned. Romans. So what did they earn? In 24, God gave them up to their hearts. So full of lust and impurity, they would touch same gender sexually. But what did you expect when you exchange the truth for a lie? That lie you will live eventually. They worship and serve the creature, not the creator, who was blessed forever. So they will be stressed forever. For God gave them up to some passions. It's all dishonorable. Snowman sins, I just mean they're abominable. They jumped off the cliff. Shh, listen, hear the Geronimo. In verse 27, it's like plucking a row of dominoes. Women exchange natural relations for what is contrary. Men likewise reject women to like guys, consumed with passion for one another, acts the shameless. Ironically though, the gay is pride, penalties nameless. You have to be brainless, I suppose, similar to clothes. They didn't seem fit to acknowledge God in the shows, so we gave them a debased mind. You listening, y'all? I don't mean FaceTime, but all gotta answer the call and tell the culture that we all poorer than EBT. It's LGBTQ, you, him, her, and then me. Gotta see 29 is inside of us. Unrighteous is evil, covetous, malice is envy, is resides in us. If we reject God's righteous decree, we'll not live. Portions of humanity, haters of God and gossips, they all playing games and running from God like Dotted. Approve of the sin and encourage it like you got this. But grace I will not miss, the sin is a hospice, so I won't let it fly. Daniel's son with the chopsticks. The scripture is clear, men and men, women, women, in the same sex relationship is not God driven in the sense that the church should affirm that. And honestly, I some define equality. I don't know apology. Romans.
Romans. Romans. Romans. Romans. Romans. Romans. Romans.